This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Trump administration directed the U.S. Department of Agriculture to accelerate its actions in repealing a rule protecting nearly 60 million acres of national forest land from logging and development, more than 10% of which is in Montana. The Trump administration wants to repeal the 2001 Roadless Rule that prohibits the construction of road and timber logging on inventoried roadless areas, roughly 30% of all Forest Service land across the country, preserving intact ecosystems across huge swaths of federal public lands in western states. The U.S. Forest Service published its Notice of Intent in the Federal Register on August 29th, which kicked off a 21-day public comment period that will run through September 19th. The order to rescind the roadless rule and all of its protections for public land will apply to nearly 45 million acres of Forest Service land and follows two executive orders signed by President Donald Trump to increase logging operations on federal land. Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz, who previously worked for the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation and for a large logging company in Idaho, said changes in management strategy reflect how forests have changed during the last 25 years. Schultz said, "The roadless rule has frustrated land managers and served as a barrier to action, prohibiting road construction, which has limited active forest management," Schultz said. Schultz was in Montana last week where he advocated for increased logging operations and increased access on federal lands. Montana has 6.4 million acres of inventoried roadless lands, roughly 37% of all Forest Service land in the state. Montana contains the third most inventoried roadless Forest Service land, behind Alaska at 15 million acres and Idaho's 9.3 million acres. Federal Republican elected officials, including Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines, Montana's Eastern Congressman Republican Troy Downing, and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte all praised the move, but many conservation and environmental groups decried it as putting the state's public lands at risk. In Montana, each and every one of the major national forests would be impacted by the rescission. The Flathead National Forest includes an inventoried roadless area spanning 478,000 acres. In the Gallatin National Forest, more than 30% of the land, 552,000 acres, prohibits road construction. The Kootenai National Forest, with more than 600,000 acres of roadless area, the Bitterroot National Forest, and the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest, with more than 1.6 million acres of roadless area. Wild Montana Federal Policy Director Hillary Eisen said, "Rolling back the roadless rule is another step in the plan to take public lands away from the American people, selling out our shared places in order to maximize corporate profits. The roadless rule allows for a wide variety of fire suppression activities. Pretending otherwise is a flimsy cover story for handing our treasured places over to industrial interests. Building unnecessary roads will lead to more fires, not fewer, and stripping protections from 60 million acres threatens Montana's clean water, public access, and our freedom to hike, hunt, fish, camp, ride, climb, and ski." When this rule was considered in 2000, tens of thousands of Montanans participated in the process by attending public meetings and submitting comments. "Montanans overwhelmingly supported the roadless rule then, and we still do," Eisen said. While many industry leaders and politicians have praised the move, Forest Service documents from the roadless rule's inception indicate that the reduction in annual timber harvest from the creation of roadless areas was less than 1% of the state's historic timber harvest. Some federal politicians are working against rescinding the roadless rule, even as the administration and agencies race to overturn it. Oregon U.S. Congresswoman Andrea Salinas, a Democrat, has introduced the Roadless Area Conservation Act to make the roadless rule a federal law, which has garnered 50 co-sponsors within the Democratic Party. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.